We've been rather wrecking cars.
April, is that Jambo?
What is that stage for us? Kicking up Congress. Yeah, we could be superstars, but I'm pretty sure our time is up. And so we fell off the spinning tops.
Say you my nigga, I'ma be your killer. Nobody gon' play with you when I'm with you. Go against any nigga like fuck this glitter. Skeet all dirt on bitches. I put it in for you, I spin for you. Whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gon' cost a nigga out rockin' with you? I got you lit in the city. I been multitasking, rapping and being the daddy to my little children. I been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, he ain't never step or help with none of you killin'. You doin' a lot of capping, watch when I catch, I'ma whack you in front of the witness. Damn, my nigga, you trippin'. We could've been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a pussy little bit.
Yo, this your boy Danny Man back again with another episode of The Social Section. What's good, y'all? What's good, family? What's good, VIP members? Man, I ain't gonna say I'm back, but we back. We back. And more than ever, I won't be saying that I'm coming back and I'm back. I'ma just do it. You know, 2021 was a kind of a rocky year. And it has showed me a lot. I learned a lot, you know, with this podcast and stuff and researching and really doing a lot of stuff that towards this podcast that I need to do. And I will be dropping more content, doing more, you know, being consistent. The consistent than when I used to drop them every so often, you feel me? So, more than ever, I will definitely be back, and I will be dropping more consistent content for you all. So, y'all can, any advice that y'all need, just hit me up on my IG page at DANTAUGHTYOU_DanTaughtYou on Instagram, at DV_NR on Twitter, because I be on both of them heavy, and Facebook, Danny Reese. But I really don't be on there for real, but you can reach me on IG and Twitter. I'm going to drop the link, and I'm going to put my social medias on this episode, so y'all can just go follow me on there. But no, more than ever, I was coming to talk to y'all about my year 2021. Like I said before, it's been rocky. I learned something. I failed at things, and it's been one of them years, one of them learning years. You know, processing. You know, and by what I mean by saying processing is, you know how when you're in the store and swipe your card and it say processing, it's coming through, you know what I'm saying? It might take a little minute to approve, but it approved. So now that I'm approved and I'm stamped on it and I'm really going to take it serious, I'll be, like I said, dropping more content. And I'm going to take it to YouTube too, because when you see somebody talking, rather than just hearing them over audio recording, you can actually feel that person more, you know, understand that person more. That's what I've been doing this year. I've been in and out with the podcast and stuff. I really haven't been consistent, like I said. But more than ever, I will be consistent this upcoming year. And just period overall as a person when it comes to this podcast and stuff. Because I want to start having guests. I want to start, you know, doing giveaways and a lot more stuff with it. But like I said, this year has been a learning process for me with just anything, with just basic life situations that I've been going through. I just really want to take this podcast and stuff to a new level, you know, not just because of the money, because it's just like I like doing it. I like giving people advice, and I just like talking to people, you know, on a level that a lot of people don't get to talk to one another on. And I really just want to get back to doing that this year, this upcoming year, so I can broaden my horizon on becoming a brand and really getting out there, getting the exposure that I need for this podcast. And by me doing this and dropping these episodes and keeping y'all on the up and up on things with going on with this podcast, it'll give y'all more exposure to how my life is. You know what I'm saying? With having different people like music artists and just guests in general, you know, having guest appearances on the show, you get to see and hear the people that I talk to on a day-to-day basis, or, you know, people that's out there recording music or business owners and such. You'll really get in tune with what goes down in Montgomery and all around Alabama and just out of Alabama, out of the state. So it's just really being consistent, and more than anything, with me saying that about myself, it has to go into retrospect, and I'm giving this advice on y'all. If y'all want to do something within y'all life, y'all got a goal that y'all want to reach and really want to achieve, put all y'all best foot forward. Like, stop the bullshitting. Stop saying that you're going to do something and you don't do it, or you do it and because you failed or you're not getting the exposure or the attention that you need, you don't try again. You try something else. And I can say that because this is what I'm doing with this podcast. Yeah, I say I want to do it and I want to be, you know, one of the biggest podcasts that I can see within my eyes in the next year or 6 months. You have to be consistent on what you're doing. You have to keep on trying. Sometimes that one episode or that one song, if you're a music artist, or that one business venture that you're doing or that you're trying to achieve or you're trying, all it just take that one time. It just take that one time to be like, even it may be that time where you may feel like, I really don't feel like doing it. And then that episode or that song or that business idea or business venture or that piece of clothing that you have with your clothing brand or your if you have a podcast, your podcast, if you sell stuff online such as clothes, just anything, like, it just take that one little item on that one little episode or that one little song to be like, alright, I'm finna go ahead and drop it, but even though I don't feel like doing it, that may be the time where your shit hit the most. And you ain't expecting it because you're not really giving your all into it. You're not really being consistent. And you just like, all right, I'm going to do it anyways. And, you know, I still want to try. It may be that one time where it just really take off and put you on a map or put you out in the world for other people to see. And you just go up. And it launched so crazy that you might not think, you didn't think it was going to go that far. So all it just takes is that one time or that one try, that one chance that you have, that you might be on your last leg on and you ain't really feeling it no more. You just got to drop it or just got to do it and be consistent. That's what all aspects of my life and all y'all aspects of y'all life. You know what I'm saying? So just be consistent, man, because at the end of the day, ain't nothing but money out here. It's nothing but opportunity. You're in your control of your own destiny. You are your own worst enemy. As much it may not seem like it, you might have people that tell you, oh, you ain't gonna do this, they're down on you, they talking bad about you, but guess what? Them only just words. Guess what? The person that's holding you back is only yourself. Like, and that's what I can say for myself. I've been holding myself back on doing this podcast and stuff. I have up the most opportunity and time to do it. But yet, have I put that time in? No. Have I just said, all right, I'm going to do it? No. There's been time, plenty of time where I said, I'm going to record an episode tonight. And I recorded it. And I felt like, that wasn't good enough. You know what I'm saying? Because you're always going to be your own worst critic. You know, you're going to try to critique it and edit it the way that you want to edit it, or, you know, you got that song that you want to drop and you may not feel like it's the one, or that piece of item of clothing that you're selling. God, this ain't it. I gotta see what everybody else like. No. Or you gotta see what everybody else like of the song, the lyrics, the beat, the podcast that you recorded. You gotta see if it. No, guess what? You gotta do what you wanna do and what you gotta do for yourself. You gotta be the best version of yourself each and every day. Whether you like it or not, you're gonna have mistakes where it ain't gonna be always what you might think it may be. Because everybody in this world got somebody that look up to them. With advice or clothing or music, just anything. People look up to you, and little do you know it. So you have to be on the ball with what you got going on and how you want to do it. Just keep on dropping. Be consistent. Don't stop. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you never know what may come. You know what I'm saying? It might be one of them times, like I said, it might take off more than what you really think. It might go global, worldwide. I'm praying that it go global, worldwide. But you have to be the person that push yourself more than anything. You know what I'm saying? And the people going to come, whether they like it or not. It just got to take one person to like whatever that you got going on, whatever type of business, brand, podcast, anything. It only take one person to like it. And guess what? That one person going to go to the next person, and the next person, and the next person. And out of that, 10 to 15 people, 5 of them may not like it. 2 or 3 of them may not like it. Or if you have 50,000 people who like, 10 might not like it. But get well, you still got 40,000 people that support you and buying your stuff and listening to your stuff. So you just have to be great at what you do, and you have to like what you do, whether it might be bad. Just think about somebody probably listening to you or you know, watching you, you know, looking up to you into doing that kind of stuff. So you have to put your best foot forward and keep on trying, keep being consistent. Don't stop. Like, that's one of my biggest problems. I always say, oh, no, nah, this ain't going to be it. This ain't going to work out for me. I know it ain't. You know what I'm saying? When I really haven't even put my all into it. You know what I'm saying? Or try it more. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I know with this podcast and stuff. I'm going to do it because this is something that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? This is one of my things that I listen to all the time. I listen to other people's podcasts and just listening. I be intrigued in what they be talking about. So why not do it for myself? You know, people listen to me. People talk to me on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? And really look forward into talking to me and me giving them advice. So why not give advice to other people that might be going through something? They might be struggling and need that voice to be like, all right, well, since Dan said it or such and such said it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So do that. And I know I'm going to do it because I know what I'm capable of doing. So with that being said, I am going to be doing a lot more episodes with different type of guests and getting other people's opinions more than even mine. So y'all really stay on the lookout. Stay tuned. Keep listening. I will be dropping more content. Call me Consistent Dan. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be more stuff in the near future, really in a couple of days, because I'm dropping this tonight, which is December 27th, so it might come out tomorrow. So y'all stay tuned, stay on the lookout. I appreciate y'all listening, and I ain't want to get on here and just talk y'all head off, but it's going to be consistent, more episodes, more drops. It's crazy because somebody texted me about an episode now. So, yeah. Y'all stay tuned, man. It's up and it's stuck. And I appreciate y'all. Yo, this your boy Dan, the man with the Social Section Podcast. Y'all can't sit with us. Let's go.